Welcome to the Archer Institute blog and audio. Today, we are talking about something every growing agency needs, and most of them do not have, a training plan.
And not a binder gathering dust somewhere, a working document that actually tells you what is coming and when.
The article is called Building a Training Plan for a Growing Agency, and it opens with a pretty honest observation. A small agency can run its training on memory. You know who needs what because there are only a few of you.
But the moment the team starts growing, memory stops being enough.
Right. The number of license levels, renewal dates, CPD deadlines, it all grows with the team. And if you are relying on memory, you end up reacting. A renewal that crept up. A new hire who is not registered yet. An upgrade you wish you had started months ago.
And that reacting is expensive, even when it doesn't show up as a line item.
That is one of the things the article spells out clearly. A renewal you catch late is a scramble. A new starter who sits unregistered for weeks is a salary without an output. An upgrade you start too late means your second in charge is not ready when you need them.
So it's not just a compliance headache, it's costing the business.
Exactly. A plan turns each of those from a surprise into a scheduled task. You see what is coming, you act with time to spare, and the office stops lurching from one training emergency to the next.
So what actually goes into the plan? What do you need to capture for each person?
The article keeps it simple. For every team member, you record the same handful of facts: name and role, their current license level, whether that's assistant agent or salesperson registration, a full license or diploma-level licensee in charge, the state they are licensed in, because the rules differ across NSW, QLD, VIC, and the ACT.
That state piece catches people out. It's not one national system.
It really is not. You also record the renewal date, so you flag it well before it falls due, CPD status and CPD year. And here is a specific detail for anyone in Queensland. That CPD year runs 12 months from the individual's own issue date, so it varies person to person within the same team.
Which is exactly why memory fails you once you have more than a handful of people.
Precisely. You also note any new starter needs if someone is not yet registered, and any upgrades coming, who should be moving up, and roughly when. That's the whole spine of the plan.
That last one, upgrades, is the bit that tends to get skipped, is it not?
The article says it's the part agencies most often leave until something forces a change, and that is a mistake. The article puts it directly. Who has the experience and drive to move from registration to a full license? Who could become a future licensee in charge so you're not one resignation away from a problem?
That last scenario is very real. If your LIC walks out and nobody is ready, you've got a serious problem on your hands.
So putting upgrades on the plan with rough timing means you start the longer qualifications early enough that people are ready when the agency needs them, not months after.
And what about new hires? Because a growing agency is always hiring.
This is covered well. The article says onboarding should be a known, repeatable step rather than a one-off panic each time. For every new hire, the first line of the plan is their entry registration, started on day one so they are work-ready as fast as possible.
Day one, that is the standard to hold to.
Once you have the plan built, you review it every quarter. A short check catches renewals before they get close, folds in anyone hired since the last review, and keeps upgrade timing honest. The article says 3 months is frequent enough to stay ahead and rare enough not to be a chore.
Who's actually doing the chasing once the plan is set? That's always the question for a principal who's already stretched.
That's the practical part. Once the plan is in place, Archer can hold the tracking for the whole team. Reminders go directly to the staff member. Archer follows up the learner first. The principal is only notified if two follow-up attempts get no response.
So you're not sitting there babysitting every renewal date?
You set the direction and the day-to-day follow-up is handled. The article sums it up well. A training plan is an hour of work that saves you a year of surprises.
So if you are a principal or office manager listening right now, the single thing to do is pull your team list and start filling in those fields: license level, state, renewal date, CPD year, and who is due for an upgrade.
That is it. Map the team, mark the dates, plan the upgrades. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog for the detail behind each step. And if you want help mapping your plan, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.